Thank you, crowd. Hello and welcome to our very first Life's a Pitch TV. I'm Mark Murphy and here we are on YouTube and podcast. You may have heard the radio show in the past, but we've entered the digital age now and you can see what we look like and you can have a listen on podcast whenever you like. Every week we're going to have big ITFC guests. We've got a very special guest lined up very soon, but I have to say some big thank yous first of all. To get us on air has been amazing. And I want to say a big thank you. And if you give a big round of applause, capacity crowd, to Mr. Mark Calver, everybody, who's one of our tech team. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have this fantastic studio suite that we have here. And also to our sponsors, some of whom are in the crowd today. So Green King, thank you to Green King. Thank you to DPS Tech, all about hearing, Forward Floors, Come Hither Design, and the Hudson Group. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. It will certainly help us keep the channel going for weeks, months, and hopefully years to come. Well, it's not just me here. We have a huge sofa. In fact, the biggest sofa that I've ever seen. It's like an eight-seater, I think. At the moment, I'm joined by my lovely co-host, former Ipswich and England skipper. It's only Terry Butcher.
Hi there. Good evening.
Good to see you, Butch. What a couch.
Yes, I think it's Vladimir Putin's couch, to be honest. I think but it was longer because we had to cut it in half because it wouldn't quite fit the camera. So we're just pleased to be here. But it's going to be a hot seat for the new guest.
It is indeed, yeah. We've got some great questions for our special guest in a moment or two. And normally, there's a microphone spare over there that you can see. And that will be, in future, former Ipswich and England star Russell Osman. Now, I'm very pleased to say that Russ has literally just become a granddad to new grandson Bobby Benjamin Osman, who's probably a young tractor boy before he even knows it. So say hi, Benjamin. Hi, Bobby. Hi, Bobby Benjamin. Hi. Also from behind Beattie's bar, and we've got our Beattie statue here, of course, as well. Ipswich Town's greatest ever player behind Beattie's bar, but with no pints pulled. It's only Phil Ham, everybody.
Hello. It's my temperance bar.
A temperance bar.
We'll have to work on that, won't we?
Great to see you. And a big cheer for John as well on technicals over there. Thank you, John. Capacity crowd, which is brilliant. Thank you very much. And later on in the broadcast, we'll show you how you can be part of our crowd here on Life's a Pitch TV. Every week, we'll have a special Ipswich Town guest. I'll introduce him to you in a moment or two. There might be a little clue on the screen up here behind me. But we've got some lovely messages coming in. We've been inundated, Butch, with congratulatory messages. And we've not even started yet, which is fantastic.
So there's no pressure then, really, is there?
Not really. No, not really. This has come in from Sean Hedges Quinn, the sculptor of the Beattie statue, and, of course, Sir Bobby and Sir Ralph as well. Really looking forward to this, your new yet very familiar show. Have liked and subscribed. Well done, Mark, Terry, Phil and Russell. It's going to be great. And, of course, well, thanks once again to the wonderful Mark Calver. So that's from Sean Hedges Quinn.
That's not. He can do our statues.
Our statues?
He can do our statues.
Yours will be a small one, I tell you now. Like a midget one.
Do you know what, actually? Because I was a bit worried about this. So I've lost a stone, okay? I've lost a stone to do this. Thank you. But the trouble is, as soon as I go on camera, it's come back again. I mean, they warn you of this, don't they? You know,
I think it's the story of your life, Mark.
I think it is, yeah. Well, it's you bringing all those cakes in when we used to do it on the radio.
But no cakes today.
No cakes today, I'm afraid, no.
Or drink, yes.
There's no alcohol. We've got a list of things to sort out.
Yeah, I think we have to get our priorities right and just make sure technically... And the way that we speak and the way that we produce.
And then beer next week.
Yeah.
Beer next week.
And probably have a beer halfway through if we need it.
All the way through, actually, probably. Yeah. Also, Martin from the Talking Town podcast just wanted to wish you all at Life's a Pitch TV. That's yourself, Phil, Terry, Russell and all the team. Good luck for today's launch. The studio looks amazing and I hope it all goes well. It's great to have you all in YouTube in the ITFC space and hope to speak soon. All the best and good luck. Upper Town, that's from everybody at the Talking Town podcast. Now, we need a special guest, don't we? Do we need a special guest, everybody? Well, we have so many people queuing up to come on the show, but there was one person, Butch, wasn't there, that we wanted to get on first?
Yes, it was, and he's small. He's not big.
Perfectly formed, though.
But he has. It's all about quality, not quantity. And he's excited Town fans for a considerable time. 29 goals last season, player of the season. He likes promotions. He likes getting teams up. And he's also played in the Championship too. So he's the perfect first guest for us.
It must be, everybody. Connor Chaplin!
Good them, aren't they?
They're a good crowd, mate. They're a good crowd. Great to see you. You looking fit and well?
Yeah, feel good. Feel good. It's been a tough start to pre-season, so no excuse to be looking out of shape, that's for sure. Had a good trip to Austria. And yeah, it's been really tough. Tougher than last pre-season for sure as well.
And Kieran's got a reputation for putting you through the paces, hasn't he? And so this summer has been especially that because of the step up to the Championship, I guess.
Yeah, he has. I think probably during the season it's like that all the time. But probably in comparison to last pre-season, this pre-season, I think we can definitely see a shift in running, in training sessions and stuff like that. And we need it as well. You need to be accustomed to a new league, and it's a step up. So everyone's got to be physically more equipped for the league.
What about your pre-seasons, Butch? I mean, you had a few away trips abroad, didn't you, back in your day? What were they as intensive as Connor's been going through?
I can't remember. I was drunk all the time. I think. No, they were. I mean, they were ultra intensive. They really were. They were quite brutal, really brutal. This is a lot more technical stuff, and sports science take a big control over it, and about the fluids and everything else like that. The only fluids that we had was Heineken beer with Franz Tyson in Holland. That's when we used to go across there. But I used to set myself, I don't know what you do pre-season every day. Do you do double sessions a day?
No, not every day. We do. We have done probably three or four over the three weeks we've been in. 3.5 weeks.
Well, we had double session every day.
Yeah, it's not. So
if Bobby Robson can fit a treble session in, he would do. But no, and I used to set myself a target every night when I got back home and had a shower and all that sort of thing to try and cool down, because it was always really hot. I set myself a target of 2 beers. Every night. I don't think you do you do that? Do you set yourself a target?
No. Probably hours of sleep rather than that at the moment, yeah.
Well, you have 2 beers that knocks you out anyway, so it's great. It's great. But no, I did set that target. Sometimes I didn't have it, and sometimes, but it was really brutal.
Well, you've got to take your fluids on, I suppose, haven't you?
Yeah, but they're not really the right kind of fluids, are they? The sports science will tell you that. We didn't have any sports science people and all that stuff, but it was hard. We ran and ran and ran. We never saw a ball for a week. We just ran and ran and did physical exercises, stomachs and press-ups. And oh, my goodness me, that was tough. But it gets you fit. And if you do get injured in pre-season, that's really, it's very hard to get that back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good, like you say, probably a good foundation to get through pre-season for the rest of the season, really. I think if you can complete the sort of 5, 6, 7 weeks, whatever it is, it will stand you in good stead for the season.
Do you do a lot of tactical stuff, the shape? Because that was embedded last year, really. Has he changed that, tweaked that round a bit?
I think there will be. There will be a few tweaks, a few additions, probably in terms of the way we attack and defensively as well. Like I said before, on previous subjects, you have to adapt. You have to be better than you were last season. It's going to be harder to score goals. You're coming up against better players. It's going to be tougher to keep goals out. Set pieces are going to be huge in the Championship, even bigger than they are in League One. So there's a lot of things to improve on. We've done a lot of good things last year for sure, but I don't think we can rest on our laurels. Otherwise, we'll be probably.
So we can expect more quality, more shots, more action, and everything else.
Yeah, I think we've got to be better. I don't think there's no question about that. We have to be better, and that's probably been the biggest message since we've come back. Physically, tactically, technically, everything really.
Is that because of the step up to the Championship? I mean, you've played Championships, so you know roughly what it's all about. So some of the players haven't quite made that leap. Do you think the boys have got that within them?
Yeah, for sure. I think the quality of in the squad definitely has that. Helps a lot when we're coached the way that we are, and given the amount of detail that we're given sort of day to day. It helps an awful lot, because you're going into games and everyone knows exactly their roles and responsibilities. But there's more quality in the Championship. There's better players, better athletes, and yeah, it's sort of everything's a step up.
I think it helps as well when you've got one coach to one player.
Yeah, not wrong. We have a lot of staff.
Do you know, you don't have matches against the staff, do you?
We could do. I think we'd be outnumbered, to be honest.
I think they'd play three teams, wouldn't they? Yeah, easy three teams.
I mean, during the close season when you were playing, Butch, you know, did you kind of let yourself go a bit? Because I guess you guys are trying to keep peak, not suggesting you weren't at peak fitness, but you have to, now it's different, isn't it? You have to be fit ready when you come back almost.
Yeah, I probably, speaking for myself, I have 10 days after the season where I try and get away with my girlfriend and have a sort of rest. And then, to be fair, I get itchy feet. I need to get back at it. Sort of physically, you feel, don't feel great having that time off. So, yeah, we have a program sort of throughout the whole summer. What we off this year? 7 weeks, I think we were off. But as soon as week two hits, you've got a program to follow for the rest of the summer. So it's sort of pre-season 6 weeks at the club, but you sort of got 5 weeks of.
So really, you only have a couple of weeks off then.
Yeah, maximum. Yeah, maximum. Yeah.
So what was your program during the summer?
Just running, gym, probably the first, after the week or two you have off, probably more swim or bike, less sort of tough on the joints and stuff like that to get yourself back going again. And then just the program that the club sets, the runs and the gym programs that we have.
My program during the pre-season was to run there and back to the bar.
Talking of the bar,
several times.
Talking of the bar, Phil wants to come in from Beattie's Bar.
I was going to say, because you obviously the summer is so short and you're straight back at it again. How much sharpness do you actually lose? I mean, you presumably haven't got too much to go from where you are in the summer to your sort of peak fitness.
No, I think you'd be surprised. You do. You genuinely do. I think it's a lot of, you can keep yourself fit. I think anyone that's played football would tell you can keep yourself fit in terms of running, but as soon as you're back to training and playing games, it's completely different.
It's a different kind of fit.
Yeah, you need to just get the rhythm back and get your lungs back and your legs back for that sort of fitness. It's a lot of walking, sprinting, jogging. It's so hard to replicate as Terry will tell you, but even concentration and things like that, it's so much harder to replicate sort of training and match fitness.
And food's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is now. Yeah,
it's, well, do you have a personal chef like Harry Kane?
No, I wish.
No. Is that not in the new contract?
No, I don't think we have nutritionists at the club you can tap into for knowledge and things like that. But honestly, the club are very good. We eat majority of our meals at the football club, so.
How many chefs have they got now? 30?
Oh no, not that many. There's not as many as you think. Only a few. Only a few.
You can see Terry's a bit bitter about this from his time in management. You didn't have these sorts of staffs that Terry have got now.
No, not bitter. I mean, it cost me less than a round to buy for the staff when we went away. But no, it was. I mean, you compare what you have now is fantastic, and that's how it should be as well. Quite rightly so. But we just had to get by and do the very best, and we did, and we enjoyed it. You know, when you go away on pre-season trips like to Austria, do you share rooms with a fellow player?
Probably used to ever since COVID. Probably not so much. Haven't shared a room since COVID, which is, you lose that sort of rapport with your teammates a little bit. But most lads enjoy it probably on their own. A little bit of space. You're with the boys, obviously. Every single minute of every day. So
you don't take along a teddy bear or anything like that?
No, I'm probably, some lads do, not myself, but some lads probably do.
Name names.
I don't know, maybe the younger lads, I'm not too sure.
Not Wolfie.
Wolfie's probably one of them, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a I think the teddy bear's got blonde hair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very, very different from your day, Butch, to going away on a training session in the pre-season now. Where did you go? I mean, the boys went to Austria. Where did you go? All over the world, didn't you?
Well, we've been to America, which was a disaster. You go to America for a pre-season. You go there end of season, not pre-season. I think by October, we were bottom of the league. So,
oh, right, OK, yeah. That worked well.
Well, yeah, we climbed it, obviously, later after that when we'd sobered up. But, no, it was... Yeah, I mean, Holland was always a favourite place because it was good competitive games. And we found during the games, the more... You know, the first games are always going to be a little bit funny because you're just getting used to, you know, the different kind of fitness and everything else. But then when you got towards the end of it, you felt really good. But I used to get to peak fitness, and then we used to play games, and I could feel my fitness drop just down a little bit. But I would imagine now you're monitored so many times, and you know the support staff and the fitness coaches must have a huge say in what you do and how you then recover from games.
Yeah, it's really really data run for sure in terms of numbers and things like that, but. The club's going in a great direction, so they do everything.
Do you put the numbers up on the board? Do the lads compete with all the numbers and where they're running and all that stuff?
Probably not of each other, because probably, you know, like different positions require different sort of running.
Well, it didn't in our day. Everybody ran.
Different running, but it's completely different for someone like Wes Burns or Caden Jackson. Their high-speed running will be through the roof. That's their game. That's sort of a job in the team as well. It's expected of them. Whereas someone like, obviously, your centre-halves don't do as much as that. So it's very, that's probably going back to pre-season, sort of off-season in the summer. It's very tailored to you as well. It's not just go and run 5K. Everyone go and run 5K on Wednesday and this and that. It's very tailored to you. And it's proper.
It's different, isn't it? Very different.
Yeah, but as I said before, it
makes sense.
Yeah, it's really good because these are like prime assets. These are like racehorses, thoroughbreds. You know, you don't, you know, they're not donkeys or anything like that as we used to be. But they're
a few up the road though.
Well, yeah.
Hey,
well,
come on! Yeah. You're a bit slow on that one. That was a Norwich reference. Come on.
So do you know about the Norwich rivalry? Because Town haven't faced Norwich since what is it, 2019?
It's a little while, isn't it? Yeah.
Four years.
I know it's been a good few years. And everyone's looking
forward.
Well,
it's not been a good few years. It's been a disaster. But
a bad few years then since we played them, for sure. But no, it's an occasion I can't wait for. It's going to be really good.
It's lovely.
Really good.
I think
the fans are the same as well. It's obviously been a long time. So, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think we're looking forward to it.
You presumably know about sort of local derby from Portsmouth and Southampton. There's a big rivalry between those two, aren't there?
Massive. I think that's what football is, though. It's so good, rivalries like that. I think that's why we all love it so much. Fans can connect. Players, when you see players go on the pitch in games like that, everyone's riled up. So it's a proper atmosphere, and that's what everyone enjoys playing
in
football.
Did you play in any Portsmouth, Southampton?
No, we were obviously, what was our League 2, League 1 with Portsmouth. Something were flying high at the time. So,
Never had any local derbies, Barnsley?
Yeah, I had Yorkshire derbies, a lot of Yorkshire derbies. Sheffield Wednesday, Leeds, even throw Hull in at Huddersfield. They were sort of derbies with Barnsley, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they quite compare to Ipswich.
None of them did. None of them did.
Have you had people talking to you about it already?
Yeah, I spoke to, obviously, ever since. It's been an ambition of the football club to get back into league and be where we all feel like we should be, at least. It's something that a lot of people speak about. A lot of people are excited for this season as well.
It's only going to grow as we get nearer to it. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, of course. And as players, we've got to be short-sighted. We're not looking at that yet.
Has anybody commented on the colour of the boots you wore last night? Because they looked a bit yellow to me.
They've been yellow probably ever since my first game, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, but very bright they looked
last
night.
Yeah, they score a lot of goals though.
Oh, it's all right then.
I hope they score a lot of goals against Norwich, yeah.
What would it mean to you to score a goal against Norwich though? I mean, because it would mean a hell of a lot to us, wouldn't it?
No, it would be amazing. It would be probably if you could pinpoint a game in the season to score a goal, it would be that fixture, but I can't be too picky about goals. I'll take them however they come, honestly.
And you've taken them in pre-season already. That must feel good to get some goals in the pre-season.
Yeah, always. I don't usually listen to people when they say it doesn't really matter in pre-season stuff. I like to feel like I'm in the groove, and there's no better groove than feeling like you're getting used to hitting the back of the net again. So,
a good goal against Preston. That was a good team effort, wasn't it?
Yeah, we played some really good stuff. 45 minutes. We knew we were playing 45 minutes before the game, so we were able to go out and sort of empty the tank for 45 and go right out, and we done really well. So a few good moves. Could have had a few more goals as well.
And George getting on the score sheet?
Yeah, it's good to have him back. Really good to have him back. He was a big asset for us last season. Really helped us January onwards. And yeah, fingers crossed he can continue to grow as well.
When you score a goal, right, if my memory takes me back to when I scored a goal, it's a long time ago, but when you score a goal, have you ever struck the ball and you've heard it hit the back of the net before the crowd reaction? Have you ever heard that?
Maybe a couple, but it has to hit, you know how the goals work now, it has to hit sort of the roof of the net for you to hear it. If it hits the back, it's just sort of, so if it hits the roof, you can actually hear it because it's weighted at the bottom, so they sort of lift up, so that's what you can hear. So probably them goals. I remember one for Coventry I scored. Sunderland, actually, a Stadium of Light. Crazy game. 5-4 we won. Scored the fifth goal, and that was sort of one like that, hit roof of the net. and probably heard it before
it's,
the stadium.
Well, it's one of the nicest feelings, one of the best feelings you'll ever have. I scored one against Celtic at Celtic Park. Wow.
Incredible.
I built a career on that. Actually, I did score an own goal to make up for it later on.
But that's a derby if ever there was, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a very strange thing when you actually do that. It's like mission accomplished, all you work for and everything else like that. It's just really sweet, isn't it? Really nice. But you like scoring goals anyway, don't you? So.
No,
and you scored with your head as well last year.
Yeah, I've probably in my career I've scored a good fair amount with my head, to be honest.
You're always in the box for corners. I mean, no one picks you up because you're pardon me, but
you're underestimated.
Quite small.
Yeah. No, I've probably scored, I don't know how many goals in my career, 60, 70 goals, but I've probably scored 15, nearly 20 headers. So, I've always enjoyed heading the football. Not a lot of people do. I think there's a little bit of an art to it for sure. I've always enjoyed it and been in the right position a few times.
Yeah, certainly have, and it's
good. It was amazing last season. I mean, can you still believe last season? I mean, it must be the best ever, mustn't it, for you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely was. Everything about it was brilliant. Even the down points in the season were good to come through that and go through it. Everyone sort of doubt us a bit and have a real sort of belief in the group that we were going to go up.
And it is a group, isn't it? There's a real group feeling, isn't there?
Yeah, it's massive as well, because even Ipswich fans were sceptical at, January time, was it?
I think I might have been one of them at that point.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people were, honestly. Yeah. I think a lot of people were. But the belief in the squad was massive. And we knew we were capable of going on the run that we did at the end of the season.
Did Kieran do anything different? Did he change things?
Nothing
at all?
No. I don't think we needed to. We were the best team in the league in my eyes in terms of performance, in terms of chances created, XG for, XG against. We knew all the numbers. Usually it evens itself out and you're exactly where you are throughout the season. Sometimes there's anomalies, and there was last season, but yeah, we knew we were on the right trajectory to be promoted.
So 4XG for me, that's like the size of my shorts. 4XG, what does that mean?
I didn't want to
goals.
Ask.
Yeah,
XG is expected goals.
Expected goals.
Expected goals. Okay. Yeah. Right.
So what changed from that sort of December January period where we weren't winning matches? Really, we weren't losing matches, were we?
We weren't losing matches. You say we weren't winning matches, but I think we drew 3 or 4 games, and it was the end of the world.
But it was such a tight division.
A lot of people. That was our view of it. We drew 3 or 4 games. It was the end of the world. It wasn't. Mm. We were so confident in ourselves. So confident.
But then you go on this incredible run. That's really, you know, I think the greatest run in the club's history. I think.
Nearly.
Well,
I think right. Nearly is the word, Phil.
Nearly, all right. Not nearly. Quite as good as when Terry was playing, but you know, the sort of run towards the end of the season is unbelievable. I mean, even yourselves must have kind of been thinking, we're winning sort of 12 in a row here. This team's very rarely win 12 in a row at any level.
Yeah, it was, but we had spells like that at the start of the season. It just doesn't get remembered as much. So we knew we were capable of it. We won 6, 7, 8 in a row at the start of the season. We were unbeaten in 13, 14, 15 at the start of the season. So that probably doesn't, the first half of the season probably doesn't get highlighted as much, just because of memory, really. I think we got one more point than in the first 23 games. We got one more point in the second 23 games. So it was very similar in terms of the start and the end of the end of the season.
How important were the signings in January? Cause they
yeah, huge, huge. They give us a big lift. They give everyone a big lift. Probably competition, people's game goes up a notch. And then actually the players that we brought in were massive, massive difference for us. The quality of the lads we brought in were really, really good and good characters as well, which helped the group.
It's difficult in January to find those quality players, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really difficult. I think the club done an amazing job, a really amazing job. They definitely, if we didn't go up, there would have been no excuses at all, because the club done everything they could to,
and everything is there for you. I've spoken to lots of people at the club, and it is a Premiership setup, isn't it? Premier League setup. Everything is there, so you have everything that you need.
Yeah, like I said to Terry earlier, I think with off season programs and everything's so far so professional. It's done proper. We're not acting like a Championship club. We're trying to act like a Premier League club. That's where we want to get to. So I think that's the mantra of everyone at the club, and everyone's pulling in the same direction. That's probably why it's going well at the moment.
How frustrating was it that you couldn't catch the leaders? I mean, you were so close on occasions that you just pipped right at the very end there to the title.
Yeah, a lot of people were. Oh, we're up. Like, it's all right, we're up.
I think that's all that matters. Actually, we go up. And that was
probably it tanks it a little bit for me. A little bit. I don't really enjoy looking at my silver medal. I'll be honest with you. It's not something that I'd get out much at all, or even look at. I want to win. I want to win the league. I think we're the best team in the league, and I wanted to prove it. And we weren't able to, and fair play to them because they were incredible. The amount of the points that they got is not easy.
But what a reception for you guys at the last game of the season, coming to Portman Road on the coach with all those. Were you all there? Yeah. All those thousands and thousands of fans outside Portman Road.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. It was almost like a dream. Like you find yourself in this sort of daydream. It was ridiculous. I don't think anyone, even fans included, thought it was going to be what it was. I think there was probably a couple thousand people would have expected to be there, and when we turned up, it was, you could see the whole way down the road turning into the ground as well. It was ridiculous, and sort of like on the bus everyone's like, there's nothing stopping
us. I mean,
it
shows what it means to the fans. It really does. I mean, we've had 20 years of not very much, have we really? And so to give us the season that you all gave us last season was just the stuff of dreams. And yeah, what a day to round it off at Portman.
That was a big motivation for us as well. Even coming from the boss, it was a big motivation of the group.
He was surprised as well, wasn't he, by that
yeah,
reception?
he was. But we spoke about it. We spoke about how much it means to the fans. You can really make a difference to the town and to people's lives, like genuinely. It's not often you get an opportunity to do that. So that was something that we spoke about, and it was a big motivation of ours. To make a difference to the town and to put sort of smiles on people's
faces. Give
him
another big round of applause. Come on. This is what we want.
What was it like coming in at half time against Exeter? I mean, you must have thought, these are sort of dreams are made of. What was it, 5-0? You're coming in there. I don't think I've ever gone in 5-0 at half time. I've been 5-0 down at half time. I've never been 5-0 up. But I mean, you're there. You're up. And there's no way they're going to cut back from that. It must be. I mean, then you got to really refocus on the second half.
I'll be honest, we walked in and strange, just a few of us started laughing like, wow, we're up, do the right things the second half and we're promoted. The boss came in, he was sort of like, just go and score as many goals in the second half as you possibly can. We thought we were going to go and score a lot more. I think we scored after 2 or 3 minutes, yeah. Wes, and then that was it for the day. But the plan was to go and really score a lot of goals. We wanted to just go out and goal difference, people's own goal records, clean sheet. We spoke about getting a clean sheet. That was important to us. So yeah, we wanted to go out and sort of go again. But the first thing was this 45 more minutes and we've done it, sort of thing.
And then the final whistle goes and you're up. It is. I keep on about these special moments in football because they are. They live with you forever. When the whistle goes and you're promoted, it's just. Did you feel a huge weight taken off your shoulders when that happened?
Yeah, probably the biggest one's relief. It's why I came to the football club. It's why a lot of the lads came to the football club to get us back up. And like you say, it's so special. You know, you could probably handpick the amount of times you feel like that and you achieve real good things in your career. It's probably, if you're lucky to get one promotion, never mind anymore. It's a serious feeling. It's incredible. I don't think there's anything like it. To experience that with people that you really love as well is incredible.
So the big question is, with the squad that we've got now and with George coming back as well, do you think that squad is good enough to, I'm not going to say promotion, but do you think that squad is good enough then to do well in the championship?
Yeah, I do. I don't think, from my point of view, I wouldn't put a limit on what we can achieve this season. I don't think I'd ever do that. I generally got so much belief in this squad, of players and coaching staff as well. Add a little bit of momentum to that and you're in a good place. And that's what we're off the back of, a lot of momentum from last season. So we're not naive. It's going to be tough league. It's probably going to be the best championship there's been for years and years, club wise.
I couldn't care less if it's the worst championship. I'm just happy that we're back.
Me too, yeah, me too. But we're not sort of, like you say, we're not just happy we're back there. We want to compete. We want to be a good team in the league. And that's something that we're
so strange for the town fans, so strange for everybody to say we're in the championship. And then when the fixtures come out, you can see it. But you're getting closer now, and it's obviously confirmed. But now you're looking at the start we've got, the clubs that we're going to have to go to, yeah, and the clubs that are going to come here. It's just it is a dream to see such big clubs with history, having played in the Premier League as well, coming knocking on our door.
Well, I think it's good for the fans to be back in the Championship and to have witnessed such a fantastic season. But think about some of the poor journos as well, who have to schlep up and down the country covering some of the games that we've had to over the last 20 years.
But that's their job, Mark. That's their job. Don't worry about
them.
Sitting in the press boxes at Accrington and Fleetwood. I mean, that's another thing from your perspective, is the changing rooms and all these things, the facilities. There's a step up, isn't there, significantly in the Championship from some of these places that you go in League One?
Yeah, there is. Obviously, like you say, stadiums, atmospheres, it's going to be a big thing. It's going to be something that we're going to have to overcome. You're going away to Leeds, you're going away to West Brom, to all these places, Southampton. It's going to be a lot harder than you going to your Fleetwoods and your Atkinsons, for sure, where there's a couple thousand people. It's the reward of being in the Championship. But you've got to stand up to it, and you've got to be better. Even we spoke about after the game at Preston the other night. Yeah, we played well. Yeah, we won the game, but we're not naive. It's going to be a lot harder when there's 10,000-15,000 people there, sort of against us. It's going to be a lot of a different feel than it was the other night.
But you've got players that have got Championship experience. You've got Championship experience yourself. There's a number that will have to find their feet, though, isn't there?
Yeah, probably. Probably, I've spoke about it before. I think the only thing is, from my point of view, to those lads that haven't, is just believe in yourselves. I think every single player in our squad is good enough to play in the Championship. I know that for a fact. Every single player. So I think that's something from us, and they'll find that throughout the games. They'll see that as soon as they start playing the games, that they're more than good enough. So belief's a big thing. Belief's a really big thing. Confidence as well. But we're a humble group, and we know it's going to be tough, and we need to work hard. That's probably our foundations and why we're so successful last season.
Have you seen the lads grow from their mental side, go stronger and more mature now?
Yeah, I think we've evolved, definitely. Definitely. I think there's always going to be freak things that happen in football, but like you say, in terms of coming from a goal behind or being 1-0 up in the last minute, there's always freak things that can happen in football. Just springs to mind Plymouth last minute deflection, going nowhere near the goal, goes in the top corner because of a deflection. Fleetwood deflection, top corner last minute at home last season. Those are things you can't control. Like,
they hurt as well. I can see it in you.
Yeah, they really hurt. They really hurt. Probably stopped us winning the league, genuinely. Mm. Charlton away was a freak one that you'd never see ever again.
I hope not. That's not good for my heart.
Yeah, me too. Those things, shots and things like that, you can't control that. It's not something you can control. You can only control the way you play and your performance. And we believe a lot in performance. And if we perform well, we'll be all right.
Well, the thing is, Connor, we know that you're a good footballer, okay? Have you watched Top Gear?
Yeah, occasionally.
Yep, and so they have a lap, don't they? They have a fastest lap time. Did you ever watch Saturday Kitchen when they would do the omelette challenge?
Nope.
Okay, well, they would cook an omelette and see who could cook an omelette. Don't worry, we're not doing that. But what we do have, if you look over there, is the Keep It Up Challenge. And we're going to challenge all of our guests on our giant sofa to see just how good they are at keeping it up. Can you keep it up well? Oh. Oi!
It's a loaded question.
Come on.
Probably the last time I tried was about, I was probably 12.
Okay.
It beats me anyway.
Well, yes. Well, this is how it's going to work. I've been to the club shop, all right? And out of my own hard-earned money, I've bought the latest, so there's no excuses. This is the latest Ipswich Town Umbro ball, okay? So I'm going to just give you that. Just hold on to that for me for a second or two. Phil has got the 60-second timer, and the crowd are going to count. So we're going to get you over into our performance area over there. We haven't got a suitable name for it yet, so we'll call it the performance area. Suggestions, please.
It could be the Connor Chaplin area.
It could be the Connor Chaplin area. It could.
Well, it is today.
It is today.
I'm winning after this one.
You're already number one. I've already put your name up. Look. So what we're going
to
do...
You just have to show up.
We just have to show up. We're going to give you 60 seconds, but you're only going to get one hit at it, okay? So once we whistle, and Phil, I think, is going to do the whistle, aren't you?
Apparently so.
Yes, because we couldn't afford a whistle. We forgot.
the Acme Thunderer hasn't arrived in the post.
Hasn't arrived yet. So we'll give you the whistle. That'll be your key, and then we'll count and see how many you do. Are you up for that?
Yeah, sweet.
What do you think he's going to do, everybody?
10.
10?
I'll take 10.
Even Phil Hatton did 11.
I did about 12 or something 10. Last night.
Give us your microphone. Come on, let's get you over there. Come on, Connor. Don't, for goodness sake, don't trip over. Leave your phone there. Go on.
Don't get injured.
No pressure. The keep it up challenge. There we go. He's having a nice little warm up. All right. Tight jeans. All the excuses are coming out.
Any other excuses?
So, are you going to count everybody? Yes. All right. So, Phil, you've got your 60-second timer. Once, if you do two, that's it. Yeah.
You'll still be in the lead.
You'll still be winning. Okay, set that timer going, Phil. With a whistle.
Peep.
He can't whistle. 51.
He's right though, Mark. He's right. He's very humble. He's very humble. 10 before, 12 before.
52. I'll write that on the screen. And that was in 30.
The keep it, I'll tell you what, you've set the pace there, mate.
Should have got 100, shouldn't I, really?
Yeah, 52.
How long was that? When did I drop it? What time?
How long was it?
It's competitive. About 35 seconds.
35 seconds, yeah. Do you think this is going to be a competitive challenge amongst
you? Nah, you've got to get 160, I think. Got to be honest.
Have you? Yeah,
I got three
the other night. Listen, broke the camera, save me some money.
Yeah.
who would you see as a favourite in the squad at present? Ooh.
Keepy ups. Oh, wow, you're throwing that on me.
It wouldn't be Christian Walton, would it? No.
He's not bothered about keepy ups. He'll catch it and kick it as hard as he can.
Yeah.
Terry, in your day?
Who would have been your day, Terry?
I don't know. I used to probably get about 10, but 10 strikers. I used to play keepy uppy with them.
yeah. Yeah, with the ball, I mean. Not with the striker, with the ball.
The best one I've ever seen, and he would win it by a mile, would be Glenn Hoddle.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Maybe he'd do it side foot, side to side over his head.
Fantastic.
He would do it for
him. Well done, Connor. Give him a big round of applause. You're going to have to go back to that dressing room and challenge a few others to come here for us.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who'd be good at that, you know.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Well, you were fantastic. That was brilliant. Hey, look, our studio looks great, doesn't it? I think it looks fantastic. But we have got room for some more stuff, okay? And we've got some donations already. You're going to have to help me out, Connor, with this. This is who went to see Our Blue Heaven, the Ipswich Town 78 winning show. Well, we've been given this by the new Wolsey Theatre, nice poster of Our Blue Heaven. So we're going to get that up on the wall here as well. So that's something to decorate our lovely studio complex here. So thanks to everybody at the new Wolsey. And they've got a couple of footy shows coming up this autumn as well. One about women footballers and the story of the women footballers. Wish the Lionesses all the very best, don't we, for the tournament. And also, our friends at the Ipswich Town Fans Supporting Food Banks, Charlie's been in touch. And he said, you must have one of our flags to go up. So again, Connor, if you could get the end of that for us. You didn't realise you're going to have to work hard here, did you? Look. But there we are. That's the end. So there we are. Hunger doesn't wear club colours. Okay? So that's fantastic. So Charlie, thanks for sending that. And there'll be lots of collections of food for the food bank find coming up this season as well. So Charlie, thanks ever so much for sending that in. And Connor, could you do us a favour? Because Mia is a big fan of yours. Now, Mia's not very well. She's been a bit poorly lately. And her dad got in touch and said, would it be possible for you to give a big shout out to Mia Payne? Because you're her favourite. And a little shout out from you to Mia would make her feel a whole lot better. Do you want to do that over in the camera?
Yeah, of course
over there?
I can. Mia, everyone's with you. We all wish you the best with your recovery. I hope to see you at Portman Road soon. And I'd love nothing more than to see you and to give you a hug. Take care.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well done. Thanks, Connor. Some questions from our socials have come in. Farmer Piles has been in touch. Does Connor have any superstitions like left foot, right foot, boot on first, lining up in the tunnel, anything like that? Do you have any superstitions before you go out?
Yeah, I guess I do, really. I always put my left side on first, sort of left boot before my right, my shin pad, my sock before my right side. I used to have loads, but I stopped. It got silly. So I just thought, honestly, it doesn't make me play good or bad, so it doesn't matter.
What about you, Butch? Did you have any?
Where about do you go in the lineup for the, you know, as you go out on the pitch? What number? Do you have a number, or do you just go in there
just
and turn
as
up?
As far away from the tall ones as possible. You think I'm joking as well.
Yeah, well, I used to stand by the short ones. As you
yeah.
Like
yeah, as far away from the tall ones.
I like being last.
Yeah.
I like being last and then looking down. I think that's...
Did you come across any others while you were playing? What? Any other people with superstitions?
Strangers? Oh, everybody has. But you have a routine, so you have superstitions. And Connor's right. It's a waste of time, really, because it never affects. Yeah. But you think it does affect you on the pitch. It never does. You might as well just... I mean, in my day, players used to put the cigarettes out and turn up at 5 to 3 and go out on the pitch. So they used to, you know, they didn't have any superstitions. But I think it
one
does
or two
have.
Little nips of whiskey on occasions as well, I seem
well,
to remember.
Yeah, the physios always took a bottle of brandy and a bottle of whiskey along. And they did.
Just in case.
Yeah, well,
I think, Richard's been in touch.
I think Gazza like to partake in that as well. When he's on the
yeah, we'll do a Gazza special one of these weeks, yeah. I think. Richard's been in touch. Do you think our squad is better than the Barnsley one that you were in that finished 5th in the Championship?
Oh, yes, for sure. I think it's completely different makeup of a squad. We were very young at Barnsley, really, really young. Actually started that season terribly as well. So, yeah, I think we couldn't ask for a better coach. We're well coached, and our squad is very, very good. Yeah, probably player for player, definitely.
Okay. Simon wants to know, what was in the bin that Kieran McKenna tipped over your head after sealing promotion? It didn't seem to affect your celebrations, but everybody's keen to know what, especially Simon, what was in that bin?
God, nothing was affecting my celebrations, I can tell you that. God knows. I think I was lucky, actually. I think there was like empty bottles of champagne in there, so that would have hurt.
Oh, right.
Got me in the head. Luckily, it missed me.
Oh, it was a great celebration, though, wasn't it?
No, it was fantastic. Good, yeah. I think it's amazing. Good to look back on, for sure.
Yeah, and Mark Jepson's been in touch. Who's the better golfer, you or Tommy Smith?
Tommy Smith.
You love your golf, though, don't you?
I do like it. I'm terrible, but I really like it. Probably shouldn't like something you're so bad at, but I really want to get good at it. I don't get to play too much because of training, etc. But I really do want to get good at it.
Yeah.
What does Kieran do? What does he allow you time off to, you know, if you have a day off, or do you get days off or not?
Not many, I'll be honest. No, not many. It's probably, out of every team I've been in, this is the least we get, which goes into the detail that we do as well, how much detail we go into. But you don't mind if you get in the coaching that we get. It's all right. It's probably a bit annoying and a bit sort of mundane if you're not getting great coaching and you're in every single day. But every day is different here, and everyone enjoys coming into work, so it's a lot different.
Going to come to Phil in a moment or two, but one more from Pipes, Mark Piper, who is one of the club physios, isn't he?
Yeah.
Why have you bailed on taking him and the doc on at golf at Purdis?
That
sounds like a challenge to me.
Probably because my partner's moved to America. One of the conditioning coaches was my partner to take him on. He's moved to America, so I need to find him. Maybe I could play with Hursty and play with Hursty and take him on.
Okay.
It's probably a good idea.
There's a challenge there.
And
I
need a day off, and I don't know when that's coming. So,
yeah. Well, you and George Hurst, the goal celebration and the golf, I think, is something that fans are very interested in, particularly as George, he kind of, in his interview when he signed last week, said it was something to do with some shot that you hit and it hit someone or something.
I don't know why it is. I was just sort of copying him. I'm just going to... I'll just keep it that.
Well, look, we've got a crowd here. We've got a capacity crowd. And I think we've got some questions coming in from our capacity crowd. And I think Will is first up to ask you a question. He's come all the way from Wickham Market, Connor.
All the way from Wickham Market, Connor. I'm going to talk slowly and deliberately because I'm Suffolk, and you may not understand if I talk too fast, you see. But anyway, can I say, Mark, Connor, Terry, Phil, what an honour, privilege and pleasure that must be for all of you to have me here today. But I want, if you don't mind, Mark, I want to sing a little song I haven't sung for a long, long while, Terry, and I want you lot to join in with me as well. Are you ready?
Yeah.
He's one of our own. He's one of our own. Terry Butcher. He's one of our own. Good on you, Terry. Yeah, he loves it. Little guy. He's touched. Can you see that? But people have said that for a long while, haven't they, Terry? Yeah. But the nice thing, he is one of our own and always has been. And we've got a couple of players in the side now who are one of our own, haven't we? Our right back, little Clarky, Harry Clark. He's playing well, isn't he? Isn't he doing well, do you think, though, Connor?
Yeah, good player.
He's the way he's come in. And
good player, yeah.
Yeah, took that very position by storm, although Janae Danasian, he's always there if we want him, isn't he? You know, he never lets us down.
Yeah, a lot of competition. Very good competition.
Luke Wolfenden, another local lad, he seems to come on in leaps and bounds. We're a bit hesitant about him at first, but he's really made that position his own. But do you think, Connor, we perhaps need another centre-half? To give us strength in depth, do you think we've
got? I don't know. I think we've got really good centre-halves to start with. I think we've got George, who's obviously had unfortunate injuries with his ankle. He's going to be back soon, and probably this week or next week he'll be back in the game. So he's a top centre-half when he's fully fit and going. He's a top centre-half at Championship level, not League One level. I've played against him in the Championship, and he's a really, really good centre-half. I think Bowley, I don't know who saw the game, but Dominic Balls played centre half and right back. He played against Preston, was brilliant. So I think what we've got in the building, we've got plenty.
The thing that worried me, Connor, I don't know about you, boy, but we tend to play out from the back now quite a bit, don't we?
Yeah.
And that worries the blinging life out of our supporters, you know, when they're passing the ball.
I can tell you moan all the time, understand?
I can see the point of it. You know, obviously draws the opposition onto you and you can explore the gaps that leave. But do you like playing that way? Is that something you enjoy playing?
Love it.
System?
Love it.
I
don't want the ball booted at me. Don't know why I'm only 2 foot. So.
No. No,
if I get the ball booted in the air to me, I've not got much luck.
Yeah. But anyway, what I want to say to you is I've been supporting Ipswich Town now for over 60 years. And when I see you play, I can't help thinking every time, Eric Gates. You know, a similar style of play, tenacious little old player, getting in and about, getting the ball, know exactly where the goal is. And you remember Eric, of course, Terry, don't you? And
yeah, but he's far more pretty than Eric Gates was. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Yeah, he was called,
we called him Mr. Punch because he was like punching Judy.
I always remember Bobby Robson saying the same thing. Bobby Robson once said, he said, when we put George Burley in the team, he said that put about 5,000 girl supporters on the gate. He said, then we made a big mistake. We put Eric Gates in, that took 10,000 off.
Connor, hello, Gatesy, if you're watching.
Good luck for the new season, boy. We're really rooting
for you.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you for what you've given us so far. You had a wonderful season last season. I hope you continue next.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will. Dean's coming up. Dean, you've got a question? Dean's one of our great sponsors. Come on, Dean.
Hi, Connor. Once again, brilliant season last season. Thanks for giving us a bit of Ipswich back again. We've waited a long while to see some and have a season that meant so much, really. two questions, if I may. The first question, the fans on TWTD would not forgive me if I didn't ask, what's your favourite cheese? It's a very hard-hitting question, but that's the big question online.
It's probably not allowed to eat it.
I don't eat it much. I love it at Christmas, though. I like cheddar, you know. I love cheddar.
I think that'll do for the guys.
Yeah.
The other thing, really, I was exceedingly fortunate to get to the awards dinner, and it was fantastic. From the stand, you can see how tight you are as a team, how you play for each other and really work for each other. But seeing you relax a bit as well was something else. And some of the singing we'll brush over, but some of it was pretty good.
You've got a microphone in your hand. I mean, you know.
No, not me.
I was there as well, so better not.
there was definitely a proper bromance brewing. And I think you were putting one or two lads' nose out of joint, but you and Hursty seemed to have really hit it off. How pleased were you when you sort of alluded to it earlier? What is it about him that you've bonded with so well? What does he bring to your game? And how relieved were you to see him sign, finally get him over the line?
I think it's probably just a continuation from the pitch. I think that's probably how it started. We're very good for each other, probably on the pitch. He compliments me a lot, knows me an awful lot, what I like to do, and probably runs that he makes, that's the sort of passes I like to play as well. So, yeah, it's probably started on the pitch, and then towards the back end of the season when the weather got a bit better, we were able to go out on the golf course and stuff like that, and just had a lot of things in common. And with probably similarly, like a lot of the lads, we had quite a few times where there was sort of two or three four balls out at once, good competition and camaraderie and stuff like that. So it was there was a lot of us out, and a lot of us sort of play golf and love it, probably some better than others. Percy's very good, actually, probably the best that we've got in the club. So yeah, he's someone that I really get on with, enjoy his company, and he's a big asset to the football club.
Yeah, he certainly is. We're all glad he signed, aren't we? Absolutely. All glad that he signed. All right, Bill, have you got a question as well? You wanted to one more? I think got one more.
Connor, I just wondered if you had a chance yet to have a kick around on the new pitch. And if so, is it an improvement? Or
I haven't seen it at all.
Right.
No, okay. Not at all. I think we... obviously, we've not got a game there until Bristol Rovers in the Cup.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not sure whether we'll get a chance to train on it beforehand. I guess we probably will do. But, yeah, it's sort of... it's growing and being cut a lot at the moment, and I think they're really happy with it in terms of speaking to people at the club and the groundsman and stuff like that. So I can't wait. It's going to make a big difference as well, because it's a big thing. I know it's obvious, but probably in the November to February last year was tough on our pitch. And it makes a big difference for the way we want to play, in terms of, like you said before, about playing out from the back. It's a lot easier when we've got good services to do that.
Well, it's certainly looking fantastic. Thanks. From what I've seen, and the money spent on the ground is tremendous, yeah. Isn't it? So many improvements. Fantastic. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Capacity Crowd, for those questions. A couple more from our socials. Biles has been in touch. Which teammate would you nominate to wear a beard of bees?
Wow, that must be question of the day.
That is the question of the day, that one. Which teammate would be nominated to wear a beard of bees?
I'd say Wolfie.
Wolfie, okay.
Yeah, Wolfie.
He can handle that.
He'd probably eat them, wouldn't he?
And Rodney, all those slide rule goals placed unerringly into the corner, often with minimum backlift, vision, practice, innate ability. What is your secret formula?
Practice, always. Practice. Always. There's no shortcut at all. There's probably a little bit of naturalness that comes to it, a lot of instinct that comes to it, but in terms of consistency, it's just practice. That's all it ever is.
Well, you've certainly done it fantastically well, hasn't he?
Can I just ask about the goal at Derby, the one where it was 11 seconds from Christian Walton's arms to you putting it in the net? Was that something that was practiced, that kind of, you know, Christian getting the ball out fast to Brody down the right? And is that something?
No, not like that. I don't think you can ever...
No, not precisely, but
I don't think you could ever do that, because you don't know where people are going to be in terms of that. But counter-attacks is something we spoke about in big away games, improving on, and something to add into our game, even more so in the Championship as well, will be needed. We're going to have to soak up a lot of pressure at times. Derby, we had to soak up a lot of pressure in the first half. Bolton the same, and in both games, Bolton was probably a big step for us. Counter-attack goal with Hursty. Wears down the right and across the Hursty, great finish. And it was something that we spoke about probably a few weeks before that, really getting into our game, because it would be an asset, a massive asset. I don't know whether probably that one, the Derby one, like you say, probably can't call Barnsley's, Hursty's one at Barnsley, a counter-attack goal, but it's very quick to goal. Things like that in big away games were massive for us, because we got a lot of pace in the team, especially on the sides with Leaf and Wes. So it was something that we felt we could do better on, to do it at that stage of the season in big away games was crucial.
Well, I'm afraid time has beaten us for the first edition of Live Support. I'm sorry. We could talk for hours, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could. Just finally for me, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, and you've answered about 2,000 questions tonight. But I mean, it's great. I honestly, when I'm looking at you and the way you talk and the way that you play and what you've done, I think I'm talking to a Premier League player. I really do. Yeah. I think you've always wanted to be a Premier League player. We all have, but I think you're well on your way to getting there. I really do.
Thank you. That coming from you, that's a lot. So, no, thank you.
Can
that's,
I just have one that's... special request? Question. We play our Norfolk opposition just before Christmas. You know that, don't you? And I'd like... We normally have a turkey for Christmas, but I just wonder if you'd mind serving us up a stuffed budgie.
Uh, And it'll be nice later on in the year for Easter as well, I think, probably, wouldn't it? Anyway, look, Connor, thank you ever so much for coming in today, being our first Life's a Pitch TV guest. Tell your colleagues as well about it and challenge them to see if they can keep it up better than you can. The ball over there in the corner, of course, is what we're talking about. But it's been great. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for a brilliant season last year. And we wish you all the very, very best to you and your colleagues for the season ahead. Connor Chaplin, everybody.
Thank you.
Well done, Chappers.
Thanks
good
for having
stuff.
Me.
Really
enjoyed
good.
It. Really enjoyed
well, that's it,
it
for this week. Next week, we'll be joined by the Bury Town manager and former Town midfielder, Cole Skews, is on the show with us next week. To keep in touch, check out what we're up to on our Life's a Pitch TV socials. That's Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget, on YouTube and podcast, you can tune in and hear us. But if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and like. That will help us keep the show going. And a big thank you again to our sponsors, Green King, DPS Tech, All About Hearing, Forward Floors, Come Hither Design, and the Hudson Group. Give them a big round of applause. Thank you, crowd. And thank you, crowd, very much for being wonderful. And the Life's a Pitch TV will be available on YouTube and podcasts every Thursday night at around 9 o'clock for the rest of the season. For now, though, that's it from us. Have a great week and up the town, everybody.
Up the town.